The claim for just shy of $1 million was submitted to the ship's owner, Singapore-based IMC Shipping, in November. Kowloon Tribal Administrator Vincent Tudiakoff says it's based on the testimony of community members who were temporarily barred from fishing and hunting along the western coast of Unalaska Island after the Selendang IU ran aground there in 2004, causing the worst oil spill in Alaska since the Exxon Valdez.
Locals in the community who have traveled to McCushion, to Kashiga, to Chernovsky, or out over to toward the Baby Islands to do subsistence fishing, hunting, clams, any of the beach birds and things like that. We were not allowed to do any subsistence gathering for the last 2.5 years. And we feel that that loss is for families and for whole communities.
Tudiakoff says those lost seasons threaten the preservation of Unungan culture because subsistence harvesting is an important means of passing on traditional knowledge. If the tribe does get the more than $900,000 it's asking for, Tudiakoff says the money would go towards funding an environmental and cultural education center in Unalaska. The claim marks the first time that anyone has sought recompense for an oil spill on cultural grounds under the Oil Pollution Act. Fishermen have sought similar damages under maritime law in earlier cases, like the lawsuits that followed the Exxon Valdez oil spill. The Selendang owners have until February to respond. If they don't, the tribe will submit the claim to the Coast Guard's National Pollution Fund Center, which then has 60 days to decide whether it's legitimate. American spokesman for IMC didn't respond to repeated calls for comment. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.